the I Make a Difference podcast, an adventure of exploration of your human self, the conditioned and unhealed parts of you, and your true self, the natural, real, and powerful you. A pathway where you unravel, heal, and uncover on your journey back to you. I'm your host, Melinda Cates. We're taking the next step on from the last episode on our journey of exploring the adventure that we go through in being a soul, to a soul that enters into a human body, that is born into a human experience, to then when you separate from your soul and you go through the human experience, feeling the emotions, the intellect, the sensing, all of the aspects that we explored in the last episode. And then you wake up to that there's more to you and you go looking for your soul and your true self. But you may not know that it is your soul that you're actually looking for, but you're looking for something within you that you know is right. And in that process, you unravel the conditioned parts of you, you heal the hurt parts of you, and you uncover what is natural and pure and beautiful about you. And then in the process, depending on where we get to in our evolution in this lifetime, you then become a soul that is potentially fully expressing yourself in human form. But let's explore a couple of elements of that journey and why it unfolds the way it does. And also the fact that in going looking for our soul and our true self, how do we know what we're looking for? Because as we've explored, when you become a soul in a human body and are born onto this earth, you may or may not have soul consciousness. Soul consciousness, just to recap, is that awareness of being connected to your soul, knowing your soul, knowing what you're here for, and knowing who you are. Either way, whether you have soul consciousness or not, you will have soul expression. And that means you will be being your natural soul self and how you express yourself. The goodness and the purity of your soul that will be shining through you and how you communicate, how you behave, how you even smile. The light radiates from you. You share all that is good and pure that is your soul. But you're not born into an environment and a world where everybody else is operating from their soul. In fact, how many people are their natural self? How many people are truly flowing in tune with who they truly are? You're born into a world where in shining your light and shining who you truly are, that's judged, it's not accepted. There's conditions on it, and the other people around you are disconnected from their soul, their light, and your light highlights that. So you start taking on board the beliefs, the opinions, the messages of the human beings around you, the human beings who are seeing you through their human perspective, their human experience. And you disconnecting and separating from your soul, your journey begins around your conditioning and the hurt side of yourself. So on that journey, you go looking for your soul and your true self. But how do you know what you are looking for? How do you as a human being describe what your soul is? Because if you can't describe it, then how can you identify it when you consciously connect to it again? I describe that process as, we are all born a beautiful jewel. So we are born precious in the value of who we are. We are born shining our light. We are born transparent, resilient, and natural. And I describe it as we're born with all the qualities and attributes that we desire to have as adults. And describing the soul as having qualities and attributes, I'm describing our soul in terms of what we see in children and babies that is so pure, that is so good. I'm describing it from a human perspective of what we as human beings want to come back to in ourselves. The qualities and attributes that we are born with are a human concept, and I'll explain that. How can we know what the qualities and attributes are of our soul when we're a soul? We don't stop and question what our qualities and attributes are, because who we are as a soul is pure and perfect. Qualities and attributes that we see as human beings are part of our soul, like trust, are a human concept, not a soul concept. When you're your soul, you don't consider trust. You don't even think about trust. You just know. And trust comes about in the human experience because when we express the light of who we truly are, our naturalness, and what we know, the people around us struggle with that. And they judge, they make wrong, and they react to what we are sharing. And they make our expression wrong, and they make elements of us wrong. And in us disconnecting from our soul and what is natural and right to us, we are not trusting ourselves. We're also encouraged around not trusting other people. And so what is introduced to us is the concept of not trusting and no trust. That's when trust becomes a thought, an idea, and something that we aspire to, because we experience a lack of it. In soul form, there's no lack of anything, so trust is not a consideration. In human form, the qualities and the attributes that we see as natural to our true self have come about as a concept because we experienced a lack of them. For example, why do we see it that we shine light? Because we go through suppressing things, hiding things from ourselves and others, and we put it into the darkness. How we know we shine light is because we know what darkness is. How do we know that kindness is the right thing? Because we know the impacts and the pain of people being unkind. So we can only get to know that there's kindness because we experience unkindness. Otherwise, kindness is a natural process that you don't even think about and consider. It's something you naturally express because it is right. So with all of these qualities that we see as our true self and our soul, they are a human concept because we experience the dualities of them. But they are so important that we experience the dualities of them because in our human experience, how can we know what is right for us if we don't know what is not right for us? Our soul is right. It is rightness. So it doesn't even have to consider those things. So take for example, I've been asked a few times, am I happy with where I'm at? When I go inside and check what's my response to that question, I don't feel happy. I don't feel unhappy. I just know that where I'm at is right. So happiness comes about because of unhappiness. But you can't reach a place of knowing what is right if you don't know what the extremes and the differences are. A family member said that they believed, or they were questioning, being still and peaceful as part of being your true self and your soul self. For us to know what peacefulness is, we've got to have experienced unrest and conflict even internally or at some level. For us to know what it feels like to be still inside, we need to have had a reference point of what it's like to be disturbed, to be unsettled. It's the same as one of the qualities that we see in children that is beautiful is their inquisitiveness. For us to see it as inquisitive and curious, it means we know what the reference point is, which is indifference and various other ways that are non-curious. For us to know what purity is, we know what it's like to be tainted or impacted, to have impure thoughts even. To know what freedom is, we need to have known what restriction and control is. To know what personal power is, we need to have the reference point of what powerlessness is. So through going through the process of identifying these qualities and attributes that we see are what represents our true self, we're able to see and understand that during our human experience, going through the dualities and the opposites and experiencing all of those uncomfortable processes that are at the opposite end of these beautiful qualities and attributes has been pertinent, has relevance, and is important. Because through the process of being able to identify and know these dualities, we are able to consciously work with what is not right for us and what is right for us to heal and unravel those parts that are not right for us and not natural to us, and to uncover and reclaim and allow expression of those qualities and attributes that are natural and right for us. And as we do this, the extremes, the differences reduce, and we move closer and closer to the place of equilibrium, to the place of balance. And this is when we find and discover and connect to truly our soul, the place of oneness, the place of wholeness, the place of pure energy and being and knowing. And it comes to a point where, how do you describe your soul? You don't need to describe your soul when you are connected to your soul and you are your soul. Words are irrelevant, and the human concepts that we live with and that we explore and that cause us such pain and give us such joy are all part of the awareness and growth and evolvement of our human self, so that we move more and more to what is pure and good in the expression of who we are, and living our lives in a human form that is truth, that is consciousness, and that is right. So value all the experiences you have. They're giving you opportunities for you to be aware of what is right for you, what's not right for you, what's natural to you, what's not natural to you, as you find and navigate your way through your human experience back to your soul. And the more you connect to your soul and your true self, the more you will just know your soul. So I encourage you to take some time. Grab a pen and paper and explore. How would you describe your soul? What are the qualities and the attributes that you see in you? Because for you to see those qualities and attributes in you, you've seen or experienced or expressed the opposite of them is somewhere in your life. And that's given you the ability to now know those qualities and attributes that are pure, that are beautiful, and that are good about you. To make an amazing and beautiful difference to yourself and continue to unravel, to heal, and to uncover.